当我们来到你面前的时候，你向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, what word do you have for us this morning? We ask that you speak to us.
主啊，在这早晨，你要向我们说的话，求你真的赐下来给我们。
We ask that the Holy Spirit may enlighten us.
我们求圣灵能够光照我们。
Lord, we ask for your grace for speaking, for the translating, and our hearing.
我们求你的恩典在讲的人、翻译的人以及听的人的身上。
Lord, may we touch the matters that are upon your heart.
让我们真能够摸到主你的心。
Lord, we commit this time back into your hands.
主啊，我们将这一段时间恭敬的仰望在你的手上。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Amen.
I think all of us know what the gospel is.
我相信大家都知道什么是福音。
And we all know how precious our salvation is.
我们也知道我们的救恩是多么的宝贝。
How our Lord loved us and came into this world and died on the cross, shed his blood for us, and in order that he could save us.
我们的主是如此爱我们，来到这地上，为我们上了十字架，流出他的宝血，舍了他的命。为了要救赎我们。
And oftentimes we are very familiar with the salvation.
时常我们都很熟悉这一个救赎。
And oftentimes, of course, we know that the salvation is made up of primarily three parts.
当我们也知道救恩包含了三个主要的部分。
The blood,
宝血
the cross,
十字架
and life,
和生命。
Oftentimes, however, we focus primarily on the blood and the cross.
很多时候，我们的焦点注意在宝血和十字架上面。
We thank the Lord for His shed blood.
我们感谢神，因他为我们留下宝血。
Because of His shed blood,
因为他留下的宝血
that is put on the lintels of our hearts,
他就撒在我们的心上。
Therefore, God is able to pass over us.
所以神就可以这样子越过我们。
We can be delivered like the people of Israel were.
我们曾经应该像以色列人一样被交在神的手里。
Our Lord Jesus paid the penalty of our sin.
但因为主耶稣基督为我们付上了代价。
So when God sees that blood,
所以当神看到那个宝血的时候
He can say, you are justified.
他可以说你被称义了。
So we thank the Lord for the blood.
所以我们感谢主耶稣的宝血。
We also thank the Lord for the cross.
我们也感谢主耶稣的十字架。
It was because of the cross that we have been saved.
因为十字架我们能够得救。
Because our Lord paid the price of our sins on the cross.
因为在十字架上面主耶稣为我们的罪付了代价。
On the cross, he died for us.
在十字架上他为我们死。
But not only that,
但不仅仅是如此。
On the cross, he also died as us.
在十字架上面，他也像我们一样死。
In other words, just like Paul said, we have been crucified with Christ.
就如同保罗所说的，我们在十字架上与他同死。
On the cross,
在十字架上
God was able to deal with our old man.
在十字架上面，神可以来对付我们的旧人。
So that today we can say, it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me.
所以今天我们可以说，今日不再是我活着，而是基督活在我的里面。
So that on the cross,
所以在十字架上
，the Lord was God was not able just to deal with our sins.
神不仅仅来对付我们的罪
，but also our flesh.
而且来对付我们的肉体
，our old man.
我们的旧人。
But the blood and the cross,
但宝血和十字架
，they all speak of something negative.
他都讲到一些比较负面、比较消极的方面。
In other words, these were necessary to take care of some of our problems.
也就是说，这些都是必须的来对付我们的一些的问题。
And they have a negative aspect to them.
而在那个问题上面有一些负面的影响。
But what I'd like to share this morning.
但今天早晨我向各位来交通的
is that there is another aspect.
是从另外一个角度来看
，which is this matter of life，
也是关于生命。
Now, even before,
但即使在
sin entered into the world，
但即使在最进入这世界之前
，in the very beginning，
在最起初的时候
，when God created man，
当神创造了人
，He wanted to impart His life to man，
他要 与人分享他的生命。
He wanted to create human beings so he could have fellowship with man.
他要创造人，所以他可以跟他交通。
He wanted man to partake of his life.
他要这个人能够在他生命上面有分享。
To have a wonderful friendship.
有很好的友谊。
To have a wonderful relationship of life with him.
有很好的生命上的关系。
This was even before sin entered into the world.
而这一些都是在即使在最进到神进到这世界以前就有的。
God had a grand plan for man.
主神对的人有极大的计划。
Even before sin entered into the world.
即使在最进入这世界之前。
How do we know that?
我们如何得知呢？
If we could turn to Genesis chapter 3.
让我们看一下创世纪第三章。
Now we know that God created all the beings and created man.
我们知道神创造了世上的一切活物以及人。
And in that Garden of Eden, He placed two trees.
在伊甸园里面，神放下两棵树。
The tree of life.
生命树。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
和善恶知识树。
So if we read Genesis chapter 3 verse 22,
让我们读创世纪三章二十二节。
Here was an explanation of the tree of life.
这里解释了生命树。
Then the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil, and now he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever.
创世纪三章二十二节，耶和华神说：“那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶。现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。”
If you look at the last phrase, "live forever."
如果我们看最后一句话，永远活着。
Isn't this very similar to the verse we previously read, "eternal life"?
这是这样跟我们刚刚念的约翰福音十七章很相似，永生。
So it was very clear from this verse that from the beginning, God placed the tree of life in the Garden of Eden.
所以从这个经文里面，我们可以很清楚地知道，在一开始，在伊甸园里面，神放了生命树。
God's desire was that man would eat of that tree.
神希望人能够吃生命树的果子。
Eat of the tree of life.
生命树上的果子。
But of course, not after he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但不是在人吃了善恶知识果子之后。
So you see that from the beginning, even before sin had entered into the world.
所以我们可以知道，即使在一开始，即使罪还没有进到这世界以前。
Even before man had rebelled.
在人还没有悖逆神以前
，God longed that man would partake of His life.
神就非常渴望人能够有他的生命在里面。
But unfortunately,
但很不幸的是
，sin entered into the world.
罪进入了这世界。
And because of that, the work of salvation began.
因为如此，所以救赎救恩的计划开始。
God began His work of restoration.
神变成救恩，就开始他的救赎计划。
And through the Old Testament.
从整个旧约
you saw how the people of Israel had to offer sacrifices.
我们可以看到以色列人如何来献祭。
But of course, none of that was complete.
当我们知道没有一个是完全的。
It wasn't complete until our Lord came.
直到我们主耶稣基督来之前，没有一个是完全的。
So we thank the Lord.
所以我们感谢神，感谢主。
That God had a purpose.
神有一个计划。
God had a wonderful purpose to share His life with us.
神有一个美好的计划，就是要把他生命与我们分享。
It was broken because that plan was paused, so to speak, because of man's sin.
但很不幸的，因为人犯了罪，所以这计划受到阻碍。
But thank the Lord that our Lord Jesus came.
但是感谢主，我们的主耶稣基督来到。
And what was it that John told us?
这就是约翰告诉我们的。
In him was life, and the light was the light of man.
在他生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
So you see, in the beginning,
所以我们可以看到一开始的时候
，there was a wonderful fellowship between God the Father and God the Son and the Holy Spirit.
在主神、子神跟圣灵神之间有很好的交通。
There was a wonderful fellowship.
里面有非常好的交通
A wonderful exchange of life
在里面有非常美好的生命的交流
Abundance of life
丰盛生命的交流
And when our Lord Jesus came
当我们主耶稣来到的时候
The Bible tells us that he was the fullness of God.
圣经告诉我们主耶稣就是神丰盛的生命。
In other words, the fullness of God dwelt on our Lord Jesus bodily.
也就是说神丰盛的生命就有形有体的居住在主耶稣基督的身体里面。
And we beheld his glory.
而 we beheld his glory. 我们有他的荣耀。
But 我们瞻仰他的荣耀。And he was full of life.
而他充满了生命。
People were so drawn to him.
人被他如此的吸引。
Then you notice that in as if in the gospel, as if everybody was sick in the four gospels.
就像每一个人都这么渴望的要那个福音。
So in the four gospels, you saw so many were described as sick.
所以在福音里面，我们看到许多人的疾病。
The paralyzed.
不能动的，麻痹的。
People with that were blind.
瞎眼的。
You saw as if the gospels are filled with sick people.
在福音书里面，我们会看到充满着生病的人。
As if all of them were near the door of death.
每一个人都很接近死亡的大门。
The reason is because life came into the world.
而因为这个生命来到这个世上。
As if the first time man saw what is it really to live.
人第一次看到存活是什么。
In contrast to our Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣身上可以看得见。
People saw that he was full of life.
人们在主耶稣身上他看到他就充满了生命。
And many of people were drawn to him.
而许多人就被他来吸引。
That's why I remember when Andrew, they saw the Lord Jesus.
所以当我们记得约翰和安德鲁看到耶稣的时候
they were quickly willing to leave John the Baptist and follow the Lord.
他们就很愿意马上离开施洗约翰来跟随他
because they saw something different about this man.
因为他们在这个人身上看到不同
they saw his beauty.
他看到他的美丽
they were drawn by something within him.
他们被在他里面的一些事情所吸引
Because in him the fullness of God dwelt.
因为在耶稣基督里充满了神的丰盛
So it was a wonderful life.
所以这个是一个美好的生命
And I am sure that people when they came in touch with the Lord Jesus
我很确定当人来接触主耶稣的时候
They said there's something different about this man.
他们就会说在这人身上有一些独特的地方
How I wish that which is in him is also in me.
我多么希望在他里面的也能够在我的里面。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
It was the Lord who said.
主耶稣这样告诉我们。
In John chapter 12:24.
在约翰福音十二章二十四节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
约翰福音十二章二十四节。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
So our Lord was that grain of wheat.
所以我们的主就是那一粒子粒。
Like we said, in him was full of life.
就像我们说，在他里面充满了生命。
But he was describing himself.
但他在叙述他自己。
If he just remained and did not die in the ground.
如果他就是保持着那一个，而不在地落在地上死了
，That life would remain in him.
那生命就只能在存在他的里面。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主
，He died.
他死
，and he bore much fruit.
而他带来许多的子粒。
So after his death, his resurrection and ascension.
所以当他死、复活、升天之后
，He was then able to impart his life to us.
他能够将他的生命分赐给我们。
So that's why in John chapter 10, verse 10, the Lord said this.
所以在约翰福音十章十节，主告诉我们这样子。
I came that they might have life and have it abundantly.
约翰福音十章十节说：“我来是要给，是要叫羊得生命，并且要得的更丰盛。”
So you see, the Lord was, kind of showing again what was in the heart of God.
所以你我们可以看得到，主耶稣是要让我们看到。在神心里面所存的旨意是什么
？The desire of God that we may have life and have life abundantly.
所以神的意思就是要让我们有得生命，而且得了更丰盛的生命。
So when the Lord Jesus was on this earth,
所以当主耶稣在这个地上的时候,
he had many disciples.
他有许多的门徒,
so they followed him there, here and there.
啊，这些使徒们跟随着主耶稣这里那里。
So that's why when the Lord said to John, where are you staying? What do you seek?
所以主耶稣向约翰说你在寻找什么?
John said, where are you staying, Lord?
哦，你住在哪里？约翰说。
So what did the disciples do? They just followed wherever the Lord went, they went.
所以这些使徒就是跟随着主耶稣，他到哪里，他们就去哪里。
So he went to a wedding in Cana of Galilee, they followed him there.
所以当主耶稣到迦南的婚宴的时候，他们也跟着他们去那里。
So when he went to the feeding of the 5,000, they were there.
所以当主耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的时候，他们也在那里。
But the issue was this.
但是主要的是在这里。
If the Lord was in Capernaum,
如果主在加百农,
if one of the disciples was in Bethlehem,
但是另外一个人是在伯利恒,
he could no longer be where the Lord was.
那这个门徒就不能与主同在。
So you even remember that after the Lord, he had risen,
记得当主耶稣升起升天的时候复活的时候,
remember Thomas wasn't there one of the days?
记得多马那一天并不在那里。
And then he wouldn't believe that they saw the Lord.
而多马就不相信那些其他的使徒们看见主耶稣复活。
It wasn't, and he said, unless I see the nail prints in his hands and his side, I won't believe.
多马说，除非我看见他钉痕的手以及他肋旁的枪刺。
That's how he got the name Doubting Thomas.
所以说，这就是多马得到他的名字。
Because he wasn't present when the Lord was there.
因为当主耶稣在那里的时候，他并不在那里。
So that's why we should always make sure that we attend all the meetings.
所以我们要确定每一次聚会我们都来到。
We never know when the Lord will be there.
我们都不知道主什么时候会在那里，我们也许会错掉这个机会。
In other words, because the Lord wasn't there physically at the same place as Thomas, Thomas didn't see him.
也就是说，当主耶稣形体在那里的时候，而多马不在那里，多马就看不见主耶稣。
Yeah. So what that means is, when the Lord was here on earth, he was still restricted by his physical body.
也就是说，当主耶稣肉体在地上的时候，他被这个肉身所限制住。
But so some of us might think, wow, it must have been wonderful to have been alive when the Lord was alive, or when the Lord was walking on this earth.
在我们中间，或许有人会认为说，哇，如果说当主耶稣肉身在地上，我们能够跟随他，那是多好的一件事情。
Wouldn't it be great if we were present when the Lord was in Cana of Galilee?
当主耶稣在迦南加利利的时候，我们也能够与他同在，有多好。
When turn water into wine.
将水变酒的时候，我们能够在那边。
And then to see the miracles of him walking on water.
能够看到主耶稣在水上行走的神迹。
We thought, wow, this is wonderful.
我们会认为，哇，这个真是好啊。
But what did the Lord himself say?
但主耶稣怎么样告诉我们的呢？
If we could turn to John chapter 14.
让我们翻到约翰福音十四章。
And verse 16.
16节，约翰福音十四章十六节。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may be with you forever.
约翰福音十四章十六节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
十七节，就是真理的圣灵。乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live. You will live also.
十八、十九节，我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
二十节，到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
So it's interesting that the Lord says here.
所以在这几节经文里面，我们可以很 很有意思的主这样讲。
Because he says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever.
因为他是这样告诉我们，我要求父，父就另外赐予给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
So if the Lord was in Capernaum and I was in Bethlehem,
所以当如果主在加百农，而我在伯利恒
，the Lord was not with me,
主不是跟我同在
，and I was not with the Lord,
而我也不与主同在。
But the Lord he gave a promise,
但主给我们一个应许
，that he was going to send another comforter,
他要差遣另一个保惠师
，and he himself said is even better.
而他自己告诉我们，这对我们是更好的。
He was the great comforter.
主耶稣自己是一个非常大、非常好的保惠师。
Whenever people came to him, he would be able to comfort them.
不管什么时候人到他的面前，主耶稣都可以使他们得安慰。
He would be able to help them.
他能够帮助他们。
He would be able to heal them.
他能够医治他们。
But again, here the Lord says, there's something even better.
但在这里，我们又看到主告诉我们说，有另外一件事是更好的。
I'll give you another comforter.
我要赐给你们另外一个保惠师。
So that he may be with you forever.
所以他可以永远与你们同在。
In other words,
换一句话说
，It doesn't matter where you are.
不管你们在哪里
，He will be with you.
他都会和你们同在。
Do you remember in Matthew 28 in the great so-called Great Commission?
记得在马太福音二十八章所谓的大使命。
The Lord said, "Go and make disciple, make the nations my disciple."
主告诉我们去到使世界使世上的人都成为我的门徒。
And the Lord said, "Lo, I am with you always."
而主告诉我们，我与你们同，我时常与你们同在。
Well, soon after the Lord ascended into heaven.
在主耶稣升天之后
，How was it that He was with them forever?
那他如何与他们时常同在呢
？It is exactly as it's stated here.
那就是这里告诉我们
，The Lord was going to send another Comforter.
主要赐下另外一个保惠师
，That He would be with us forever.
而这个保惠师要与我们永远同在。
So what does that mean?
所以这告诉了我们什么
？When the Lord died,
当主死的时候
，He was that grain of wheat that fell into the ground.
他就是那一粒籽粒落在土地上。
And died,
而死掉。
But as he died, he bore much fruit.
但因着他的死，带下更多的籽粒来。
What are those fruit?
那这些结的果子是什么
？Do you remember that after the Lord rose from the dead?
记得主耶稣从死里复活之后。
What did he say to Mary Magdalene?
他对着抹大拉的玛利亚说了什么
？He said, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brethren and say to them." I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God.
主耶稣对着抹大拉玛利亚说：“不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。”
This statement the Lord had never said before.
这一句话主耶稣从来没有说过。
My Father and your Father.
我的父也是你们的父。
My God and your God.
我的神也是你们的神。
So what was it that the Lord had accomplished?
所以主耶稣成就了什么事呢
？When the Lord was that life that came to this earth.
当主耶稣就是那生命来到这个地上的时候。
He was the only begotten Son of God.
他是那唯一神的儿子。
And the life abided in him.
而这生命居住在他的里面。
He was the full representation of that life.
他是那生命的完全的表现彰显。
But thank the Lord, after the work of the cross, and after he died and he rose again.
但感谢主，当他上了十字架，他死，他升天，再一次的升天的时候。
He indeed bore much fruit.
他事实上结出了许多籽粒来。
As a result of him dying.
因着他的死。
And he was the only begotten Son of God.
在他死之前，他是唯一的神的儿子。
But after he rose from the dead, he became the firstborn among many brethren.
但当他升天的时候，他成为神首生的儿子。
What does firstborn among many brethren mean?
那他是众子中首生的是什么意思呢
？It means that he was the first of the same kind.
指的是他是所有一样的里面的第一个。
So he was the firstborn or the firstborn son.
他是那首生的儿子。
In other words, he is like the eldest brother.
也就是说，他像是我们的长兄一样。
What does it mean?
那这代表了什么呢?
What did the Lord say? My Father and your Father.
那主怎么告诉我们,我的父就是你们的父?
In other words, that we now could share that same life.
也就是告诉我们说,我们可以分享这生命,同样的生命。
The life that was in him now could be in us.
那曾经在主耶稣 身上的生命现在也在我们的里面。
Now, because of that, we share the same life.
也就是因为如此，所以我们能够分享同样的生命。
And now we could be called the children of God.
而我们能够被称为神的儿子。
Or the sons of God.
或说成为神的儿子。
And we could call him our Abba Father.
而我们可以呼叫神为阿爸父。
So the Lord made his life available to us.
所以主耶稣使他的生命向我们展开。
That same life that was there from the beginning.
那同样生命一开始在他的里面 的生命。
What does it mean?
那又代表什么呢?
After the Lord died and he rose again,
当主耶稣死里复活的时候
and he ascended,
而他升天
he sent his Holy Spirit,
他差下那圣灵保惠师
so before he was restricted by his physical body,
在之前他被肉身给限制住的时候
but after he rose again,
但他重新再复活的时候
I won't go into the details,
我们在这里 不走到太深的地方
but by the Holy Spirit,
但借着圣灵
asThe Spirit was sent.
因为这个圣灵被赐下来给我们。
Us who receive Him and accept Him.
当我们接受而且得着他的时候。
As if we took of that fruit of the tree of life.
就如同我们伸手去吃了生命树的果子。
Now that life can abide in us.
现在这生命就住在我们的里面。
So now that same life that was in the Lord Jesus.
那在就是这种同样的生命原来是在主耶稣基督里的。
Can be in us.
可以在我们的里面。
So it's a wonderful assurance.
所以这是多么美好的确据。
That now that this life has come in,
这个生命已经来到。
This life will never leave.
而这生命在我们里面永远不会离开。
So now, before the Lord could only be at a physical location one at a time.
当那个时候，主耶稣只能够肉身的在一个地方。
But today he can be with us here.
但今天他可以。在这里和我们同在。
He can be with another 100 in Los Angeles.
也可以在加州和另外100个弟兄姐妹在那边。
Or 10 in Shanghai.
或10个弟兄姐妹在上海。
Because now, by the Spirit, He dwells in us.
因为现在借着圣灵，他住在我们的里面。
So, what does that mean?
所以那又代表了什么意思呢?
Do you remember the Lord said, "I will send another Comforter"?
记不记得主耶稣告诉我们，我要差遣另一个保惠师。
The word comforter in the Greek is parakletos.
保惠师这个字在希腊文里面指的是 parakleto.
Para is you know parallel lines.
那 para 前面四个字母 para 就是平行的、同行的。
So the definition mathematically is no matter which point you are on that line.
所以在数学上面，不管在我们在这个线上的哪一个点上面
，If there is a parallel line on the other side，
在旁边有另外一个平行线的时候
，The relationship remains the same all the time。
这两条线的关系一直保持相同。
It never changes，
从来不会改变。
So what does it mean the Parakletos or the Comforter or the Holy Spirit？
所以 Parakleto 或是说保惠师这句话是什么意思呢
？The word Kletos means help。
Kleto 的意思就是帮助者。
That means that help is alongside all the time.
那也就是说，这个帮助者一直在我们的旁边，随时做我们的帮助。
It doesn't matter your circumstance.
不管我们的环境是怎么样。
It doesn't matter your relationship with him.
不管我们跟神之间的关系是怎么样。
It doesn't matter how we feel.
不管我们感觉怎么样。
Parakletos means he's there all the time.
Parakleto 所谓代表的意思就是他永远在那里。
And that relationship never changes.
而这关系永远不会改变。
The covenant he has laid with us and is an eternal covenant.
这保惠师他所赐下来是永生的保惠师。
So isn't that such a sure thing?
这就是一个确据。
That this life now dwells in us.
这生命现在住在我们的里面。
And will never leave us.
而且永远不会离开我们。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
From the beginning of time.
从时间的一开始
This is what God longed to give to us.
这是神渴望要给我们的
He longed to give his life to us.
神一直希望把他的生命来给我们
Man, now thank the Lord because of his finished work.
感谢主因为他成就了这个事
Now that life dwells in us.
现在这生命住在我们的里面
But much more than that.
但不仅仅是这样子。
This life is there for a purpose.
这生命在我里面是有一个目的的。
That is just the starting point.
那只是一个开始。
So all of us, when we are born again,
当我们所有的人都重生的时候。
As if that new life now comes dwell in that new life comes to dwell in us.
这新的生命住到我们的里面。
But that is just the beginning.
但那只是一个开始。
Now we come to another important verse.
现在我们来到另外一个很重要的经文。
So this life is there for a purpose.
所以这生命在我里面有一个目的。
So we thank the Lord that.The Comforter now dwells in us.
我们感谢主，这保惠圣灵保惠师现在在我们的里面。
We thank the Lord that, if we are sad,
我们感谢神，当我们悲伤的时候
，if we're going through some difficult situation,
当我们面临困难的时候
，that He is there with us.
他在那里与我们同在。
He is there to comfort us.
他在那里安慰我们。
He is there to speak to us.
他在那里和我们说话。
But there's something more.
但不仅仅是这样子而已。
Do you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 6? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
让我们看哥林多前书第六章。
And verse 19.
十九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19.
哥林多前书六章十九节。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?
哥林多前书六章十九节，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
So if we put it together,
所以当我们把这几个经文放在一起的时候
，For us who have been saved.
对我们被救赎的人来讲
，The Lord by the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
主借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
He will never leave us.
他再也不会离开我们。
That's His promise.
这是他的应许。
So that's wonderful.
这是很非常美好的。
But here we are reminded again.
但在这里我们被再一次提醒
，That our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身子是圣灵的殿。
So, do you remember the temple in the Old Testament?
记不记得在旧约里面圣殿的结构
？It had the outer court.
还有外院。
It had the holy place.
还有圣所。
And the holy of holies.
还有至圣所。
So, our body is like the temple. Is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的身子就像圣灵的殿。
So our body is just like the outer court.
所以我们的外面这个身子就像是外院。
So you know the outer court is very busy.
你知道在外院是很忙碌的。
It's anybody, a lot of people are in the outer court.
有很多人会在外院里面。
So today, as we live in this world,
所以在今天我们住在这个世界上
very busy,
非常忙碌。
A lot of people,
有许多的人。
A lot of interaction with the world,
有在这个世界上有很多的来往。
So that's the outer court.
这就是外院。
So our souls are is like the holy place.
那我们的魂就像是圣所一样。
And then our spirits is like the holy of holies.
而我们的灵就像是至圣所。
And that's where the Holy Spirit dwells.
那个地方就是圣灵所居住的地方。
So oftentimes, though, we like to live in the outer court.
在很多时候，我们都喜欢住在外院里面。
As a matter of fact, we can go on living.In the outer court, all the time.
事实上，我们很容易的就可以时常居住在外院里。
But what is it that the Lord said is eternal life?
但主告诉我们永生指的是什么呢
？This is eternal life that they may know you.
哦，认识你独一的真神，这就是永生。
Now that life that came into us.
而这生命来到我们的里面。
That was born again.
我们重生。
It's just like a baby.
就像一个小婴孩
，But just like our physical life，
但就像我们肉身的生命
，That life needs to grow up，
这生命需要长大
，That life needs to be exercised，
这生命需要操练。
If we live in the outer court，
如果我们一直住在外院
，That life is there，
而生命在我们的里面
，But it's not fed，
但是没有被喂养
，It's not。Trained，
没有被操练
，It's not exercised，
没有运动。
It doesn't grow.
那这生命不会长大。
But like we said, the Lord to give us the life is just the beginning.
就像我们之前讲的，当神把生命给我们的时候，只是一个开始。
Now when it says eternal life,
但当我们讲到永生的时候
，when we have this eternal life,
当我们有这永生的时候
，yes, it does mean from a time perspective.
对的，就的时间的观点来看
，it is eternal,
是永恒的。
Actually, Genesis actually says to live forever.
事实上，在创世纪我们看到他说永远活着。
But was it that the Lord was saying when he said, "This is eternal life"? That they may know you.
但主是怎么样告诉我们呢？他说：“认识你独一的真神，这就是永生。”
Eternal life should also be a description of the quality of that life.
永生应该也可以讲到质的方面，生命的质的方面。
It's an eternal life, an abundant life, a glorious life.
是一个永恒的生命，是一个丰盛的生命，是一个荣耀的生命。
So, what does that mean?
所以那又代表了什么呢
？Do you remember when the people of Israel? Every year, they would have to come to Jerusalem three times.
记不记得以色列人每年要三次进耶路撒冷
？It was a wonderful time.
那是一个非常好的时候。
Because three times a year, they could come and come near to the presence of God.
因为一年有三次，他们可以来到神的面前，接近神。
But the closest they got was to the outer court.
但是他们能够来到地方。只是外院。
They could never say, "Oh, I can enter into the holy place."
他们不能随便说我可以到圣所。
Or the holy of holies.
甚至于到了至圣所。
That was only left for the priests and the great high priest for the holy of holies.
因为圣所只能给祭司，而至圣所只能给大祭司。
People would spend days and days just to travel to be at the temple.
以色列人用了许多的时间，走着走着到了圣殿。
But today, in the New Testament,
但是在新约的时候
we are told that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们被告知说我们就是神的殿。
So, in other words,
也就是说
the Lord already dwells in us.
主住在我们的里面。
And he is always there.
而他永远在那里。
What did the Lord say?
主怎么说的呢
Abide in me and I in you.
住在我里面，而我也在你的里面。
What does it mean to abide in me and I in you?
那什么叫做住在我里面，我也在你的里面
？The I in you part is done.
我在你里面的部分已经成了。
We know that the Lord is there and He'll never leave.
我们知道主已经在我们里面，而且他永远不会离开。
The question is, how many times do we actually go deeper?
而问题是。我们自己怎么有多少次能够更近身进去
？How many times do we actually touch the Holy of Holies？
多少？问我们自己有多少时候我们真的能够到至圣所里面
？What does it mean when the Lord says abide in me？
什么叫做住在我的里面
？It means to go deeper。
主告诉我们，事实上是在告诉我们是更往里面去。
We can live in the life of the physical world。
我们可以。住在一个物质的世界。
We could also have a very abundant emotional world.
我们也可以有一个很丰富的情绪世界。
So, you know, a wonderful soul life, in other words.
有一个很好的好像很美好的一个魂的世界一样。
You know, the soul life, the soul is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotion.
我们知道魂包含了情感、意识跟思想。
We can be challenged intellectually.
我们可以在知识上面被来挑战。
We can make decisions to buy a big house or make a decision to buy a big car.
我们可以用我们的意志来决定买一个大车，或是买一个好大房子。
We can love our wives. We can love our kids.
我们可以来爱我们的孩子、妻子。
We can have a wonderful soul life.
我们可以有很好的一种魂的生命。
But what is God's desire?
但是神要我们的是什么呢
？What did the Lord say?
主告诉我们什么
？This is eternal life.
这是永生。
That they may know you and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并你所差遣来的耶稣基督。
So what was the purpose of God in the beginning?
所以神一开始的旨意是什么
？To give us His life，
将他的生命给我们。
So we know now that's done。
所以我们知道这个部分已经结束了，成了。
But what was the purpose for God to give us His life?
但神为什么要把他的生命给我们呢？
Is that we may know Him.
就是要让我们认识他。
So you see that the Lord said, "Abide in me, and I in you."
所以我们可以了解什么叫做住在我里面，而我在你的里面。
That's the most central thing I dare say in the heart of God.
这我可以大胆的说，这就是神。心中最深的思想。
He wants us to go deeper.
他要我们更进深下去。
I don't know if you remember Isaac in the Old Testament.
我不知道大家记不记得以撒在旧约里面。
If you read his story,
如果我们来看他的故事，
it's as if he led a very boring life.
在看起来好像他的生命并没有什么，就蛮无聊的。
I mean, Abraham had a very exciting life. He left his world of idols and went to a place. Where God promised.
我们知道亚伯拉罕有一个很热闹的生命，他从拜偶像世界出来，一直到了神应许的地。
Jacob had a very exciting life where he grabbed whatever he saw and made it his own.
雅各也有很热闹的生命，他拿取夺取他看到的一切东西来变成他自己的。
And he was one who grabbed.
而他雅各他本身就是一个抓。
And then God, in His humor, gave him Laban, who was even worse than Jacob himself.
但神对他开了一个大玩笑，把拉班给他，让甚至于比他还要更会抓。
And so he suffered much.
所以雅各受了很多的苦。
He also had an exciting life.
所以雅各看起来的生命也蛮热闹。
But if you look at Isaac,
但是如果我们来看看以撒的生命
，He just loved to drink some red bean soup.
他就以扫。
Well, sorry. Yes, he. No. So, Isaac.
Isaac. 以撒。以撒。
Yeah. So Esau prepared the soup for his dad, right?
Oh, that's right. 他为他父亲准备了一些汤。
Game. He loved game.
他喜欢打猎。
He loved to eat of the game.
他喜欢吃的。他喜欢吃。
So it looked like he had an unexciting life.
看起来以撒并没有很热闹的生活。
But interesting, if you read through his life, he was one who dug four wells.
但是我们看到，事实上是以撒他挖了四个井。
So it spoke of the life in the deep.
所以他在这个四个井的故事里面告诉我们，他事实上他的生命是越来越近身的。
Superficially, as if his life was very boring.
从表面来看，以撒的生命似乎很单调。
But he was someone that went deep.
但是他事实上是那一个晋升的往深处走的人。
So some people say you'll be surprised when one day when you go to the kingdom.
所以有些人说如果有一天我们到了神的国的时候，我们或许会意外。
You'll say, "Wow, he's an overcomer."
哇，他以撒居然是一个在居然在那里。
Or a brother or sister that you didn't think so. Oh, he's here too.
或是说有一些弟兄姐妹，我们不认为他们会在神的国的时候，我们会说啊，你也在这里。
Or he received the crown.
或是说他居然得冠冕。
Or received this reward.
或得到一些奖赏。
Because superficially, they may not seem like they had a very exciting life.
因为在表面上来看，他们的生活似乎很单调、很平淡。
But the Lord's call is this.
但神这样子告诉我们。
Abide in me, and I in you.
住在我里面，我也住在你的里面。
The question is.
这问题就在这里。
We have this life in us.
我们有神的生命在我们的里面。
We thank the Lord; He is that Comforter that is always there.
我们感谢神，那圣灵保卫师一直在我们的里面。
But how often do we go there?
但是有多少次我们到里面去跟他
相见？How often do we go deeper?
有多少时候我们自己往深处走呢？
Do we live our life in the physical world, and the emotional world, and the intellectual world?
我们是活在一个物质的世界，还是活在一个魂的世界里面呢？
Or is it that we actually dig even deeper?
或是我们真的是能够越来越深的往深处走？
A life that we live before the throne.
在我们能够到宝座之前的生命。
So when the Lord said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you."
所以主告诉我们认识你独一的真神，这就是永生。
As if the Lord said, "This is the gospel. This is the real good news."
所以神告诉我们，这就是福音，这就是真的好消息。
Is that we may know God?
我们能够认识神。
He made Himself available to us.
神让他自己，让我们能够来认识他。
We thank the Lord for all the other things.
我们感谢神给我们许许多多的事情。
We thank Him for the blood.
我们感谢宝血。
We thank Him that our sins have been forgiven.
我们感谢我们的罪被赦免。
We thank Him that He's dealt with our old man.
我们感谢神来对付我们的旧人。
But the greatest gift,
但这最大的礼物
is that we can know Him.
我们能够认识神。
So if you read whether in Genesis.
所以不管我们是来念创世纪
where you saw how man reached out to God, reached out to man,
或是我们看神如何来亲近人
or you read in Revelation in the end,
或是我们看到启示录在最后的时候
where you see the picture of New Jerusalem,
我们看到新耶路撒冷的景象
where it talks about God dwelling amongst His people,
我们可以看到神就住在他的人民他的子民中间
again, do you see that picture?
所以我们有没有看到这一幅画
God loves to dwell in our midst.
神喜悦住在我们的中间。
But God also longs us to know Him.
但神也愿意我们来认识他。
How is the bride going to be made ready?
新娘怎么样知道她是准备好了呢？
It's when the bride comes to know the bridegroom.
是当新娘真认识新郎的时候。
So the wonderful picture of the marriage feast.
所以在婚礼婚宴上面最美好的一幅画是
It's an ultimate manifestation of the love between two people
是两个人爱到一个最极致的时候
You see as they look each other in the eyes
当两人四眼相对的时候
You see that there's something special there
他们看到互相之间的特别的地方
What kind of marriage would it be if the two didn't even know each other?
如果这两人互相不认识，那这一种婚姻算什么呢
？That's like the ancient Chinese weddings, right?
这就是古代中国。
But the story of love,
但爱的故事事实上是
is that the bride may know the bridegroom,
是新娘能够来认识新郎。
So brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful gift that the Lord has given us, His own very life.
所以弟兄姐妹们。神把他自己的生命给我们，这是多么美好的一件事情。
But his longing is that we may know him.
但是神也渴望着我们来认识他。
So the encouragement is that we may go deeper.
所以在这里勉励的就是我们要来更进深。
Remember how the Lord said to that Samaritan woman that out of your belly will flow waters of living water.
记不记得主耶稣如何跟他
Rivers of living water.
记得主耶稣如何跟那撒玛利亚妇人说，在你从你的腹中要流出那活水的江河。
All of us has this well in us.
我们所有人的腹中都有这活水的江河。
Full of life.
充满着生命。
Do we feel like our spiritual life is kind of dead today?
我们是不是有时候会感到我们的属灵生活有点像死了一样
？We feel unexcited about our spiritual life.
我们对我们的属灵生活一点都不感觉到兴奋。
We don't feel like going to the meetings.
我们都会不想说算了，不要去这个牧
师。Where we don't want to pray.
我们不想要祷告。
But the Lord said, "There's a well of waters that's ready to spring up to eternal life."
但主告诉我们在我们的腹中，这活水的江河已经准备要流出来。
We just almost like you know those oil drills, just have to drill deeper.
我们就像油井一样，我们只要挖深一点。
It's actually worth even more than petroleum.
事实上是就比石油还要更好。
There's rivers of living water that's waiting to burst forth.
这里面是活水江河准备要爆发出来。
As we dig deeper,
只要我们当我们挖深的时候
，As we know Him better,
当我们更认识他的时候
，As the water flows forth.
当这个活水流出来的时候
，Then no longer, no, not only are we transformed,
不仅仅我们被改变
，but our families will be transformed.
我们的家庭也被改变
，our society, our work environment will be transformed.
我们的工作环境也会被改变。
Other people will say, "Wow, what is so special about this person?"
当别人看见我们的时候，他们就说：“哇，这个人怎么有什么特别的地方？”
When they speak, it's as if there's fresh water pouring forth.
当他们讲的时候，就好像有新鲜的水向他们喷出去一样。
That is our testimony.
那就是我们的见证。
What is the best way to be a witness to others?
我们要怎么样能够成为一个最好、最有力的见证呢
？Is when there's a free flow of the life of the Lord Jesus coming forth.
也就是当我们能够彰显出神主耶稣自己的生命的时候，就是最好的见证。
People will touch the grace of the Lord Jesus.
人们能够尝到主耶稣的恩典。
The patience of the Lord Jesus.
主的耐心。
The joy of the Lord Jesus.
主的喜乐。
But we have to go deeper.
但我们必须要进深。
And this is a reality for all of us.
这就是对我们来讲都是实际的。
Not just a few.
哦，不是只是对少数人而言。
The potential is all there.
这可能性都在那里。
The Lord is just waiting for us to abide in Him.
主在我们里面，等在我们住在他里面。
So are we willing to dig deeper?
弟兄姐妹们，我们愿意更进深吗
？Are we willing to come to know this life?
我们愿意更来认识这个生命吗
？To allow that life to grow.
能够让这个生命能够长大吗
？This is really the gospel.
这就是真的福音。
That we may really know Him.
我们能够更多的、更深的来认识神。
Let us bow with a word.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your very life.
主，我们感谢你将你这么真实的生命就来给了我们。
We thank you the promise that once you come in, you will never leave us.
我们感谢你的应许，就是当你来到我们里面的时候，你就再也不会离开我们。
But Lord, we pray, Lord, that we may really come to know you.
但主，我们向你求呼求，我们能够更深的来认识你。
That every day we may dig deeper.
在每一天生活里面，我们能够更深的来认识，更进深。
So that we may have a wonderful fellowship with you.
所以我们在生活里面能够跟你有更多的交通。
As we fellowship with you, that life may grow up.
当我们有你跟你有交通的时候，这生命能够来长大。
And then others may touch your life.
而别人能够来触摸到你的生命。
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful reality.
主，我们感谢你这个这么真实的事情。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
主，我们将这一些话语再一次交到你的手上。
And commit ourselves to you as well.
我们也将自己交托在你的手上。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit remind us of this reality of your life in us.
主，真是圣愿这圣灵保卫师时时提醒我们，你的生命就在我们的里面。
This greatest gift you have given us.
最伟大、最可靠、最可贵的是礼物，你给我们的。
Lord, thank you. We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
哦，主啊，我们感谢你。我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督宝贝的圣名。
Amen.